Chattanooga's number one hit music station. This is Hits 96. Gino D here with you, joined by Brock Olson, and we are talking dating. We have James right here, Brock. He is has a question about his girlfriend. He wants to approach his girlfriend to talk about how she should dress up a little bit more. I guess she used to do it quite a bit, but now she's been seeming to wear nothing but oversized clothes and leggings. He thinks it's going to help her confidence, help her be more stylish, but he doesn't want to, of course, hurt feelings or just rush her or make her stress over this whole thing. So What's the best way to approach this? And you said earlier that you were going to kind of tackle it from both ends. So this could be for guys and girls that have a significant other that's kind of going through this. Go for it.
Yep. So James, again, thank you so much for writing this in. This is something that I think a lot of relationships actually encounter, which is, you know, we all start the relationship with a significant amount of effort. Like, we're trying our best to be on our best behavior. We're trying to be consistent in our actions. Maybe, James, maybe you were buying flowers for her every week. Now, maybe you're not. Ladies, maybe you were, putting your full face of makeup on every day. Now, maybe you're not. I think it's really important that we are able to communicate what our standards are of our partner. And sometimes, situations like this, James, you find yourself in a relationship where you said, and you said this, you love your partner no matter what. That's beautiful. So it's not like she's in jeopardy for not dressing up all the time. However, what does become something that jeopardizes the relationship is they're just not being effort. And it's really important that if this is a somewhat early relationship and she's already declining in the effort, imagine what it's going to be like 2-3 years from now. It's really, really, really important, everybody, that you are confident in expressing what you need from your partner. And that sounds like saying, the effort that you put in when we were first dating, where, you were putting on your dresses and you were trying to be like your most attractive, most confident self. Like, I love that. Like, that got me hooked. And I'm kind of curious why you're not putting that same effort in anymore. I love you regardless. I love you regardless of how you look, but I am noticing just a little bit of a switch up in the overall effort. Is there something I'm doing that has you not as motivated? I understand we all get comfortable sometimes, but something that's really important to me is that I see my partner trying because I am trying. And it says James in this that he's trying, he dresses up. But there was something that he said, which was, I put out magazines.
Yeah.
I try to do the subliminal, the nonchalantly, like that's very passive. And that shows that the relationship hasn't had the foundation created where you're able to have that confident and open communication where James, you're able to say something that I really love is, when you wear that red dress, that just does something for me. I'd like to see you do that more often. Like, that really means a lot to me. That shows me that you're putting in that effort. And ladies, you can do the exact same thing. Something that guys stop doing, is like, I mentioned the flowers. Like, if flowers are really important to you, seeing that gesture, the act of kindness, that consistency, saying that, flowers make you really feel special. They make you feel considered and you love receiving flowers. That's how you do it. You don't just say, oh, Becky's boyfriend keeps buying her flowers. You don't do stuff like that's not going to motivate him. But when you're able to confidently communicate what makes you happy in the relationship, what makes you feel considered and seen and loved, and you talk about why it's important, and you can adequately articulate why that's important, not just saying, I want my girlfriend looking hot all the time. Obviously, that sounds super shallow. But if what's really important is that you're seeing your partner continue to put effort and invest into the relationship and not get too comfortable, you are going to have a very happy, long relationship because we all do get a little bit comfortable at times. I get comfortable in my relationship. I'm a dating expert. I still do it. My wife does it on occasion. Guess what? We call each other out. And that doesn't jeopardize the relationship at all. Even though we're married, like regardless of that, when we were dating, like we hold each other accountable for maintaining the standards that we require in the relationship. We are confident in expressing that. And that is one of the telltale signs the relationship is going to have longevity, is whether or not you're able to have those difficult conversations. But you having your standards, you having requirements of your partner is well within your right. And you need to be confident in being able to express that. So if anybody is out there and they're struggling to find words and the the energy to bring to a difficult conversation that's like this, where you feel that the investment and the consistency from your partner is kind of slacking off, you can always reach out to me. But what I'm saying here is, you know, find exactly what it is that means so much. Again, if it's flowers, it's not necessarily about the flowers, and guys don't often understand that. It's the act, it's the consideration, it's the intention behind it. And ladies, when you're showing up in your most attractive self, men feel really good about you and themselves because you are a direct representation of them. And if you're able to communicate that, like, most relationships are going to be in pretty good standing.
Just like the previous years we've done this, open line of communication.
Open lines of communication. That's always the, that's consistent right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's very consistent, very key. Thank you so much, Brock. And thank you to James for writing. And of course, we wish you the best of luck with that. And you can always go to brockolson.com for more details on all types of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. For those of you listening out there that would like to ask Brock a question yourself, set us up with a dating scenario or whatever the case may be, send an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can be as anonymous as you'd like, by the way. I want to keep that out there. You can give a first name if you do not choose to, but send that email, get us in here, and we'll do our best to answer it right here on the air. And again, brockolson.com for details on everything that Brock does. Brock, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.